Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mashona, good afternoon to you, sir.
Afternoon, sir. How are you?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
All is well, all is well. No complaints. How is it that side?
No, all is well, all is good. Temperature is fairly good, I must say. A fairly cool day, but we do understand that there's going to be some heavy rains this evening. So, yeah, otherwise, it's all good. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we are going to be talking about Christian ethics in business and continuing from yesterday's introduction. And we're going to focus on the aspect of work dynamics, whether one is an employer or employee. And that is the working relationship between colleagues and how Christian ethics play a role in such. So, Pastor, let's break down some of the ethical practices that are commonly encouraged. What is the importance of honesty and integrity in running a business? Pastor, can you hear me?
Oh, sorry. Yes, you are clear now. Sorry, there was a disturbance on my line.
Ah, okay. No, that's fine. That's fine, Pastor. Cannot complain at all. Now, I just wanted to check, what is the importance of honesty and integrity in running a business? We were talking about ethical practices that are commonly encouraged.
Thank you so much. That is a very important aspect in Christian ethical practices, when you talk of honestness, when you talk of integrity. And there are quite a number of issues that can come under those two. We talk of truthfulness, you know, when you are conducting a business, the aspect of being honest, the aspect of being truthful in any transaction is one of the items that is very highly encouraged. Even the Bible, you can get some texts, you know, that talks about dishonest in business. For example, Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 1 talks about the Lord detests honest scales. You know, he loves his honest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him. So the element of truthfulness, the element of falsehood in a business transaction, you know, deliberate falsehood, deliberate lies when conducting business. You know, even your Bible will tell you, thou shalt not lie. A simple lie detests God. You know, you get into a business transaction where you know you are going to be fraudulent, where you know you are going to lie to maybe a business partner. Like, so it's one of the things that is highly discouraged. So the Bible actually on Christian ethics, it encourages truthfulness. The other element that is very critical is transparency. You know, just being transparent in a business transaction, so that your partner will not suspect you of trying to gain an advantage over you in a business transaction.
True.
there are deals that are are conducted with a gun in the briefcase. If deals are against my favor, then all hell will break loose. There will be gunshots. Now, that won't be good. And also trustworthiness in all business transactions. You are my business partner. I've been transacting with you maybe for quite some time. I trust you. Even if I give you goods on credit, you know, I trust you are going to pay. You know, it is very unfortunate that some of business dealings that take place, you end up incorporating or inviting debt collectors because part A or part B has failed to honor a debt, you know. So we are talking of honesty and integrity, very, very critical in business ethics.
Yeah, I think that's quite important, which means that if you're going to be entering into business, you've got to have a very high level of ethics that but not only should you be honest, but you must be seen to be honest. So you've got to display it actively, hey?
Yes, you must be seen. I cannot say I'm honest. No, don't trust me, I'm honest. I must prove that I'm honest. You know, I must prove that I'm honest. And also the issue of fairness and justice. You know, it's not only on a transaction, it's in two business people, even employer and employee. Employer and employee, the element of justice, the element of faithfulness, paying wages on time, paying salaries on time, you know, giving all bonuses when they are due. That element, that's integrity. That's a pivotal role in integrity. So there are quite a number of things that will come under this honesty and integrity topic that we are talking about. Loyalty, when you're an employee, being loyal to your employer, coming to work on time. If you start at 8, be there by 8. That's being loyal to your employer, isn't it?
True,
yeah.
True.
So all those are business ethics, even self-control itself. Self-control. You know, you are a boss, but you are taking advantage of a female employee. You know, you are failing to be loyal to your core. You are a boss, you've got all the bugs, and you are taking advantage of a female employee who has come. Are we seeking employment? You know, in some other countries, there's what they call carpet interview. You know, you cannot be hired unless the interview is done on the carpet.
Yeah.
So that's not proper in terms of Christian ethics. It's not proper at all.
Yes. Man, Pastor, please do explain the importance of good relationships between employer and employee in a business.
There are actually quite a number of them. Number one, it builds trust. You know, it builds trust between the employer and the employee, and also the element of credibility. The organization that I work for is credible. You know, it's credible because the employer is honest. The employer has high moral values, so the employee will tend now to respect the employer. You know, even if something has come up on the employee side, that person feels very much free to approach the employer, you know, on a roundtable basis. And also, it builds a good reputation on the employer. You know, when an employer markets his products very well as in the organization, almost everyone say, no, I want to work for such and such an organization. You know, like in one country where there's a telecommunications company. It is the dream of every young person. When I finish college, I want to work for this so-and-so telecoms company. It is because it has built an integrity. It has built a reputation, rather, that every young person, you know, who is coming out of college doing that particular course wants to emulate, you know. So it is very important for honestness and integrity in running a business, whether it's a personal business, whether it's an organization business, it's a corporate business, integrity is very key. People will tend to respect you. People actually, they'll get so many referrals to you because of your integrity. Imagine when you are running a business, then you are doing shoddy deals, you are half charging your customers. The referral pattern now will be broken because no one will refer customers to you because your reputation is bad, your reputation is tarnished, you know, something like that.
Yeah, that's actually quite true. Now, what advice would you give to a business person who has an opportunity, for example, to employ a desperate youth from his or her church, but there's another applicant who is more qualified? What would be considered unethical? Or rather, would it be considered unethical to employ the young person he knows from church or perhaps a relative over a stranger who's actually better qualified?
I like you to say better qualified. It means they are both qualified, but the other one is better qualified than the other. I wouldn't think it would be unethical, you know, as a church for a family. We are trying to upgrade one another, you know, the upward mobility scale. So I personally, I wouldn't consider it to be corruption or to be unethical. This young man is qualified, but here comes someone who is more qualified than him. I can actually help this young man or this young girl, you know, to improve on his or her studies. But taking it as an employee, I don't think that would be unethical at all. Unless it's someone that I've just invited from Emakaya there, from the rural areas, then that person doesn't know anything. Then I think what I may do first is to encourage that person to go to school, you know, before I employ him or her. Yeah, that's my take on that one. Because remember, as a church family, we are a family. As a church, we are a family. We are trying to help our youngsters. But they should not now take advantage of that.
Yeah,
that I know our elder or our pastor is got so many shops, he runs companies, so I can just automatically get it. I would rather encourage them to learn. Then I would tell them, no, you know, go to school. Then after a year or two, your employment is guaranteed after you've qualified. But in this case, we are looking at two people. One from the church is qualified. Then another one from outside was better qualified. I don't know if I got that one correct.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, helping the young man would be good. He's got the expertise, but there's someone who's better than him. Yeah, I think that one can come to a personal decision, but I wouldn't take it as is corruption, you know, or is unethical.
But others may say, well, it sounds like nepotism. What do we then say?
Now, when you now bring the issue of nepotism, now we'll say Joseph was also unethical.
Mm.
You know, yeah, you may say Joseph was also unethical when his brothers came looking for food.
Mm.
He gave them a double portion. And Benjamin, his blood brother, actually gave him double portion. So I don't know how we can now define that one. Can we define it as nepotism? I don't know. You know, I think God places us. Let's say you are the HR of a certain company. You are the boss of a certain company. This young man has sent his curriculum vitae, his CV. You know, the fact that I'm there, I think it should be supposed to be an advantage to this young man.
Mm.
That is if he's qualified. But if he's not qualified, then he would not even dare to send a CV. But the fact that the CV has got some qualifications that are needed by that company, I think being there as a boss, being there as a, I think should be an advantage in a way. I wouldn't take that as nepotism. I wouldn't know. But I wouldn't take that as nepotism.
Mm. Okay, interesting. Yes, so much interesting. And I must say that perhaps if you could emphasize, because in certain instances, one who is employed by a brother from church may take advantage because, no, this is my elder. You know, I know him from church. So I can print a lesson study. He knows I need to do the lesson on Sabbath.
Now that be unethical on the side of the brother now.
Yeah.
That would be unethical, taking advantage of a situation.
Mm.
You know, this is my elder's company, so I can come to work any time that I want. I can even abscond. You know, that now would be unethical. That would be bad principles, business principles, on the part now of this so-called brother from church. You know, and actually because of that, you can be summoned for a DC or even dismissed. Don't take advantage. Maybe that's my encouragement to those. Will take advantage of, no, this command belongs to my elder, this whatever belongs to, then you don't give your 100%.
True.
I think you're also liable for being fired for that.
Mm-hmm.
Then you face the real life. Because this elder would ever try to help you, but you are beyond being helped.
Mm.
So go into the job market, fair, and try to get an employment, you know.
So which means please go ahead.
Uh-huh.
So which means that integrity must not be compromised, notwithstanding that you're coming from the same church and you probably know each other. You're singing together in the pews there and you're singing hallelujahs together and eating lunch together. But when it comes to work, we do a separation.
Business is business, no compromise.
Hallelujah. Well, I love that business is business and we must not compromise. And I believe that heaven also holds it as such, eh?
It's very true. It's very true.
Thank you so much, Pastor Machona, for joining us. It's always a pleasure to speak to you.
Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.